Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. Don't it?
Yes.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Glad to hear that. Sir, I was just giving you a call briefly. Remember that I mentioned you yesterday. I wanted to have a word, quick word with Mr. Rasheen.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if he's available right now.
He's right here.
Okay. I would appreciate it if you could put him on the phone. And that way also I could confirm like the time sheet for last week.
Okay. You might sound a little confused, so I'll be right here on the phone in case, you know,
No problem.
You need help. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. Is this Rasheen?
Yes.
How are you doing today, sir?
Rasheen, say lamb.
Okay, you're doing good?
Yes.
All right. I was calling you because I wanted to check in with you regarding the services. Is Dante taking care of you, like good care of you?
Yes. My son is a doctor and nurse.
Okay. Also, like checking in with you, have you been in the hospital on this month?
I'm sorry.
Have you been in to the hospital?
Have you been to the hospital? He's in the hospital. He's right now. He's in there right now.
Oh, he's admitted or in an appointment?
Yes, no, I'm already admitted.
Oh, right now you're admitted into the hospital. What happened?
Asked him, but I guess they found something wrong.
What?
They
I mean.
Didn't know.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, don't they? He was admitted right now?
Yeah, he was admitted a couple of days ago. I've been with him since.
Oh, and since when was he admitted?
Friday.
I see. Okay, so please know that by the time that he's admitted into the hospital, and that time the services must stop. You know, we cannot pay for a visit if the patient has been admitted. Do you know he was taken by an ambulance or something?
Yeah, I called the transport.
Okay, and which hospital he's in right now?
Mercy Sister.
Mercy Sister. Okay. And do you expect him to be discharged soon?
I'm not sure. They didn't say yet.
They didn't say yet. Okay. So please know, like, whenever the patient is in the hospital, we cannot pay for the services. So do not clock in and out in the meantime that he's over there. Because, I mean, the insurance only pays for one provider at a time. It's the doctors and nurses or the home care program, but not the two of them at the same time, you know? It's just have that heads up.
I didn't know that. My bad.
No, it's okay. I know that you were not meant to do it. So, do you remember what time was he admitted on Friday?
Late in the day. I want to say around like 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna process the visit of last week until Friday at 4 p.m. But then on, I will remove all remaining visits until today. And please keep me posted once the patient is out of the hospital. And that way we can, like, be on the same page and know. You can even send me a text, you know, like, hey, he has been discharged today or whatever at this time. And so I'm clocking back again, you know. Something like to be advised of, okay?
Okay, yeah, I could definitely send you a call.
Yeah. Just notify me as soon as he's out of the hospital and back home. Just have those two heads up. And yeah, you're doing a good job so far, as I heard him. So thank you so much for taking care of the patient, okay?
Of course. The reason why he got admitted is because his memory started deteriorating. I don't know if that's a good word for it.
Yeah, like
So,
does he suffer from dementia or Alzheimer's?
no, no history of it.
Maybe he's just starting. You guess, right?
Yeah, that's the reason why I brought him in, just to see if that's the case.
I got you. I got you. No problem. I'm going to document this, and like, yeah, if anything, you need something from our side, you can always call us back over here, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You have a good one. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.